Through the 14th. Well, if you missed Paul's show last night, there will be a rebroadcast of it coming up on Tuesday, November 9th at 6 o'clock, and that is only on 88.3 WRCT. So if you missed that interview with Nick Z from the 4019s talking about their new album, The New Roaring Twenties, Paul will have a replay of that on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That's only on our flagship station, 88.3 WRCT. And let's do this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that Brian Rust may be back in the Penguins lineup tonight when they host the Minnesota Wild at 7 o'clock at PPG Paints Arena. Rust has missed 7 consecutive games with an injury. In college football action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers taking on the Duke Blue Devils. Right now in the second quarter, Duke is up by about 5 points. The score right now, Duke 12, Pitt 7. So Pitt struggling once again this week. Elsewhere, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans getting ready to host the Washington and Jefferson Presidents at Gesling Stadium. That game kicks off just about 5 minutes from now. W&J ranked number 22 in the nation. Both teams going into this conference game with 6-1 records in their conferences. Penn State is traveling to Maryland to take on the Terrapins at College Park. West Virginia Mountaineers are going to be hosting the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game's at 3:30. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on the Chicago Bears. That game is a Monday night game, so they are off tomorrow. That game is at 8:15 on Monday night at Heinz Field. Here's your forecast for our entire listening area. Looking for sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, clear overnight, low of 30. Sunny on Sunday, high 57, clear. Sunday night, low 35. Monday, sunny, high near 63. And then on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 65. Currently 51 in Beaver County. It is 48 in Washington. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 47 degrees and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 48 right now at WRCT. With new music from Weezer.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I don't know what's wrong with me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love parties, but I don't go. Then I feel bad when I stay home. Cause I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I wanna be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad, so mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. Dreamy morning, walking along by myself, thinking about life and trying to find my way through hell. Sometimes I wish I was on an island, but then I'd miss the sound of sirens. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. So good. songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.
New music from Weezer. The reviews are already coming in. On Twitter, Allegheny Wine Mixer says,
"No, sir, I don't like it."
Yeah, well, we have some great toy commercials coming up for you later on in the program. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM, McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with a hard-fought win for the White House, the passage of President Biden's infrastructure proposals after a day of more infighting among Democrats. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says the president's Build Back Better public spending plan may not secure congressional support until late November. The Democrats paid the price this week for their internal warfare, losing the race for the governor of Virginia. A Republican, Glenn Youngkin, won a shock come-from-behind victory.
We are going to start that transformation on day one.
His win in Virginia and a stronger-than-expected Republican performance in New Jersey terrified Democrats. They fear the Republicans will now recapture both houses of Congress in midterm elections next year. The election results came hours after President Biden returned to the U.S. from COP26 in Glasgow. At the climate change summit, he insisted America was reclaiming a position of world leadership, and he chided the leaders of China and Russia for staying away.
The fact that China trying to assert, understandably, a new role in the world as a world leader, not showing up. Come on.
Environmental activists say they've been disappointed by COP26 so far. Greta Thunberg telling supporters that it's a business-as-usual talking shop, despite agreements to reduce deforestation and global dependence on coal. Britain was rocked by a political scandal. A member of the governing Conservative Party resigned from Parliament after Prime Minister Boris Johnson tried to defend him against corruption allegations, but then, amid furious opposition, changed his mind. FSN's Ollie Barrett covered that story from London.
Owen Paterson standing down, not by any means admitting guilt after the process that he says he has found unfair that led to the recommended suspension of him from the House of Commons. He says he's resigning because of the treatment that he's received and his family has received in recent days and the atmosphere around the story.
28 million 5 to 12-year-olds got the green light to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the USA. The CDC and the FDA gave their blessing. And Pfizer announced what US officials called incredible results regarding the efficacy of a pill to treat the virus. It will now be studied further by international medicines regulators. The world of entertainment mourned the loss of Lionel Blair. He died at the age of 92 after 60 years in show business. He tap danced with Sammy Davis Jr. He was a singer, a beloved actor, and a hugely popular presence on a variety of British quiz programs. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long.
Turning now, her time to cry, because I used to love.
You know, the show sometimes, the show, this is a family program that has something for everyone. And since some people like to find fault, we try to find some faults in it.
3 or 4 feet. This, I understand, could be attributed to the use of marijuana.
That's possible, too.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monongah area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
I don't think any of these people endorse the content on this show. Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the E.R. Crawford Estate Trust Fund. From donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you.
Radio Night!
Yeah.
Party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now, when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket. Keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man. I'm a man. I spell M A N. Man. Oh, 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 oh. All you pretty women standing. Make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man. Spell M A N. Man. Back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N. Man. Love them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him A N. Man.
Oh. I'll have it spelled rag pop. Bo Diddley on Radio 9, 115. Much more music time. You heard on the news that 28 million children are now going to be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. He's got two kids who are both under 12. And I said, what's going on with them? And he said, they're scheduled. They'll get their shots next week. I said, well, if the grown-ups get the 5G, what do the kids get? He says, well, they only get the 3G and they get zero roaming. No data plans on their vaccines. That makes sense to me.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. Bubba, 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 together. The name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Bubba, 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 you like it like this, the Peppermint Twist.
It's okay,
and you'll learn to do this, the peppermint twist.
like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
His own self from 1963. These are the Rayovacs. There on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, 122. Much more music time. New music from the Regrets coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Let's go, Brandon. Do you know about this? Are you in the know about the, it's meant to be an obscene message directed at President Biden. NASCAR is denouncing the association with the Let's Go Brandon political chant being used across the country as an insult directed at Joe Biden. Steve Phelps, president of NASCAR, told the Associated Press the motorsports series does not want to be associated with politics either, quote, on the left or on the right. He also said NASCAR will pursue legal action against any illegal use of NASCAR trademarks on merchandise that carries the slogan. We will pursue whoever is using it and get that stuff, Phelps said. It's not okay. Now, this all started back at the Talladega Super Speedway in October. Brandon Brown won his first career NASCAR race there, and as he was getting the checkered flag, the crowd was shouting, F Joe Biden, only they weren't using the F. It was the big granddaddy word of swear words they were chanting at him. You mean booger? Yes, they were chanting booger Joe Biden. No, they were chanting F Joe Biden, and NBC Sports said that they were actually saying, let's go Brandon. So that has become the funny thing to do if you're of that persuasion. If you are going through a rough time, let's say your name is Brandon and people are shouting, let's go Brandon, and you just gotta keep turning around and see, what are you talking about? Whoever you are, whether your name's Brandon or not, even if you're not a NASCAR fan, if you're going through a rough time and you don't know where to turn, there is help. Call 211 or visit pa211sw.org. Their guides will provide expert, caring support and are ready to connect you with help that you need, including help with food, health care, mental health, and other resources, including COVID-19 tests and COVID-19 vaccinations. Pick up the phone, dial 211, or visit pa211sw.org. Your call is free and confidential. Pick up the phone, dial 211, get connected, get help. That's a message from the United Way of Southwestern Pennsylvania.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, mostly clear overnight 30, sunny on Sunday 57, clear Sunday night 35, Monday sunny, high near 63, and then on Tuesday mostly sunny and a high near 65. Currently 52 in Beaver County, 49 in Butler, 50 in Washington, 51 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 48 at WRCT with new music from the Regrets. FCC is listening. I think they're actually saying, let's go Brandon. Yeah. single from the Regrets. Lydia Knight, Janessa Giuliano, Drew Thompson, and Brooke Dixon on Radio 9. And, yeah. Here's Cliff Richard to take us to the bottom of the hour.
You must have heard of a little Bo Peep. She was the gal with all the sheep. Well, one day, it's a sad to say, the sheep all ran away. She was lonely and she was blue. She was sad and crying too. So I told her what to do. I said, put on your dancing shoes.
Put on your dancing shoes. Put on your dancing shoes. Put on your dancing shoes. And dance away your blues.
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine had an accident. Laughed so hard off a wall he went. Humpty Dumpty was his name. I guess you've heard the same. He was lying on the ground, bits and pieces all around. So I told him what to do. I said, put on your dancing shoes.
Put on your dancing shoes. Put on your dancing shoes. Put on your dancing shoes. And dance away your blues.
Sure you know about Jack and Jill. They're the ones that went up the hill. Jack fell down and broke his crown. Jill came tumbling after. What a noise their crying made. It was a ringing through the glade. So I told them what to do, and I changed their tears to laughter.
Put on your dancing shoes. Put on.
Cliff Richard on Radio 9. Right now in the second quarter, the Duke Blue Devils leading the Pitt Panthers by a score of 19-17. At the end of the first quarter, Carnegie Mellon leading Washington to Jefferson 6-3. That game underway at Gesling Stadium in Oakland right now. We'll check sports for you just about 20 minutes or so. You are tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh's Mistake Matinee with Jay Thurber. Also on Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 1:30.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
on Radio 9. Yes, just a little bit. Don't forget, daylight saving time ends tomorrow morning, so you're going to want to set your clock back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. You're also going to want to check those smoke alarms. We're going to talk to the fire chief here in just a moment or two about that. Here are the Chambers Brothers, jumping down your street in high fidelity on Radio 9. Money from the station that plays more Zoot Money than any other station in Pittsburgh, Radio 9.
Action Radio.
It is this weekend that we turn the clocks back 1 hour as daylight saving time ends. This is also the weekend that fire and safety professionals will tell you that it's time to check those smoke alarms and those CO detectors. On the line with us right now is McKeesport Fire Chief Jeff Tomasik. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jason.
So this is the time of year when you and other folks in the fire service tell people, check those smoke detectors, check those smoke alarms. Why is that so important?
Yeah, absolutely. Your smoke alarm has the power to save your life. But if you haven't tested your smoke alarm lately, it may not be working. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year?
Yeah.
Can't remember. And how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? And that's a risk you can't afford today, Jason. We know that about 38% of home fire deaths result from fires with no smoke alarms are present. Working smoke alarms give us early warning of a fire, providing extra time to escape safely. So please test all smoke alarms in your home and for the life of the alarm and for the lives of your loved ones. In addition to testing the smoke alarms, we also like to remind people to replace the batteries whenever you change your clocks.
Okay.
Going without the protection of a working smoke alarm is a risk too dangerous to take, and you can't afford not to.
Yeah, and this is the time of year, too, when people are starting up their furnaces. If they've got a fireplace or a wood-burning stove in the house, they're doing that. We'll be getting into the holidays. People will have candles. And all these things are risks that people are going to take, especially if you don't have a working smoke detector in your house.
Huge risks. And when you check the batteries in your smoke alarms, you can change them, check and change your batteries, and test your carbon offset detectors.
Okay.
And just be safer on the holidays. And we know a lot of fires in the residents at homes, they start in the kitchen, and especially coming up on Thanksgiving, we just like to see everybody have a safe, happy holiday.
And where should these smoke alarms be located? Because I think that's a question that a lot of people have. Where's the best place to put them?
There is definitely a lot of confusion out there, Jason. We'd like to see smoke alarms located one on every level.
Okay.
And one in every bedroom.
Okay. Actually in the bedroom.
Physically in the bedroom.
Okay.
The thought there is when you sleep at night, you should have your door closed.
Yeah.
And that essentially compartmentalizes your bedroom. And you'd be surprised at how long a bedroom door can hold back active fire. So we encourage everyone to sleep with their door closed and have a smoke alarm inside the bedroom.
I know a lot of people listening to the show are not residents of the city of McKeesport, but for people who are residents of the city, there are some things that your fire department can do for them. Tell us about that.
Yes. Again, we are working in conjunction with the Western Pennsylvania Red Cross in Operation Sound the Alarm. And if you are a City of McKeesport resident, you can reach out to the fire station by phone, 412-675-5021. Or you can send us an email, McKeesportSmokealarms@gmail.com. And our firefighters, or your firefighters, if you live in the city, will come out and install free smoke alarms and go over a fire safety plan with the residents.
Okay. So McKeesport Smoke Alarms, was that the email address?
McKeesportSmokealarms@gmail.com.
Or 412-675-5021 if you live in the city of McKeesport. And if you obviously are outside the city, contact your own local fire department or the Red Cross for information and see if there's something similar going on in your area. But check those smoke alarms this weekend and check those batteries, right, Chief?
Absolutely. Yeah, it can save your life.
Jeff Tomasik is Chief of the McKeesport Fire Department. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to talk to us this morning.
Absolutely, Jason. We just like to keep the city residents as safe as possible.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
He's a good sport. Can you tell that today was his day off and we woke him up? But he's a good sport. Thank you, Chief Tomasik, for taking some time to talk with us this morning about that. Or this afternoon, that interview pre-recorded for release at this more convenient time. When's the last time I tested the smoke detector? Well, it's the last time I cooked dinner. That's usually when I set the smoke alarms off. That's how we know that food is done when I'm making food. Here's Deep Purple. On Radio 9, sports and weather coming up next.
We'll be right back.
Purple on Radio 9. Yeah, if you've got smoke in your water, you better hope your smoke detectors are working. Like Chief Tomasik said, 1:51, much more music time. FSN News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. We've got new music coming up next from Robert DeLong with his new single, Own Worst Enemy. Also coming up later on in the show, some Linda Ronstadt, Beach Boys, Hall and Oates, and Merrilee Rush. So stay tuned. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me, by the way. I do very much appreciate it. And let's do this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers on the road at Wallace Wade Stadium in Durham to take on the Blue Devils of Duke. Right now at the half, Pitt leading that game by a score of 27-19. I think this is the first time that Pitt has taken the lead in that game, and they just scored the extra point, so it is now 30-19 in favor of Pitt. We'll check more on that game in the next hour. At Gesling Stadium in Oakland, Carnegie Mellon has the ball. They are on the, CMU 11-yard line. And right now, Carnegie Mellon in the second quarter leading number 22-ranked Washington Jefferson by a score of 13-3. Both teams entered this game 6-1 in the President's Athletic Conference. We'll check that game again in the next hour. This is homecoming weekend as well, so this is homecoming game, and the seniors will be celebrated. We'll have some senior day celebrations, I'm sure. And if you're listening to us and you're on your way to homecoming at CMU, is the public invited this year? I mean, Carnival was canceled with COVID, but anyways, happy homecoming to whoever is listening and celebrating homecoming at CMU. Penn State will be taking on Maryland this afternoon. That game is on the road, gets underway at 3:30. West Virginia is hosting Oklahoma State at 3:30 at Mountaineer Field. Brian Rust, winger for the Pittsburgh Penguins, may return to the lineup tonight, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He was cleared for contact prior to Friday's practice at the Penn's practice facility up there in Cranberry Township. He's been out for seven consecutive games with an injury. Penn's hosting the Minnesota Wild tonight at PPG Paints Arena. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Have you heard about the hockey player, the goalie for Mars High School, who was heckled by students from Armstrong High School last week? Well, people have come out strongly in support of this goalie. There are a number of female hockey players in Western Pennsylvania playing for high schools, and she was heckled with some very vulgar things at a game versus Armstrong High School. Well, the members of the U.S. National Women's Team have now contacted Mars High School to show their support, and Mars was supposed to play South Fayette High School on Monday in Warrendale at the Barrel Ice Complex, but because of the crowd, they have sold out the game, and they have moved it to the Pittsburgh Penguins practice complex there in Cranberry. That game expected to be a sellout for a high school regular season hockey game. There's people showing support for that woman goalie who was heckled by students from Armstrong High School, and Armstrong school officials say they have taken disciplinary action against the students who heckled her.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 56, clear overnight 30. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 57, clear Sunday night, low 35. Sunny on Monday, 63. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 65 degrees. Currently 53 in Beaver County, 54 in Butler, 50 in Washington, 51 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood, 48 degrees with new music from Robert DeLong.
I'm my worst enemy, I know. I know that I'm my own worst enemy, I know that. Disaster is a magnet and she's pulling me close. Drink the holy water till I turn to a ghost. Come on now, come on now, come on now, who's to blame? I got what I wanted but I still feel afraid. I know that, I know that, I'm always telling me.
A new single from Robert DeLong. He's kind of a one-man band. It's called Our Own Worst Enemy on Radio 9.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
My brain is my own worst enemy. The Applejacks are going to take us to news time. Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter, Jay Thurber Show. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM. McKeesport FSN News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with a hard-fought win for the White House. The passage of President Biden's infrastructure proposals after a day of more infighting among Democrats. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says the president's Build Back Better public spending plan may not secure congressional support until late November. The Democrats paid the price this week for their internal warfare, losing the race for the governor of Virginia. A Republican, Glenn Youngkin, won a shock come from behind victory.
We are going to start that transformation on day one.
His win in Virginia and a stronger-than-expected Republican performance in New Jersey terrified Democrats. They fear the Republicans will now recapture both houses of Congress in midterm elections next year. The election results came hours after President Biden returned to the U.S. from COP26 in Glasgow. At the climate change summit, he insisted America was reclaiming a position of world leadership, and he chided the leaders of China and Russia for staying away.
The fact that China trying to assert, understandably, a new role in the world as a world leader, not showing up. Come on.
Environmental activists say they've been disappointed by COP26 so far. Greta Thunberg telling supporters that it's a business as usual talking shop, despite agreements to reduce deforestation and global dependence on coal. Britain was rocked by a political scandal. A member of the governing Conservative Party resigned from Parliament after Prime Minister Boris Johnson tried to defend him against corruption allegations, but then amid furious opposition changed his mind. FSN's Ollie Barrett covered that story from London.
Owen Paterson standing down, not by any means admitting guilt after the process that he says he has found unfair that led to the recommended suspension of him from the House of Commons. He says he's resigning because of the treatment that he's received and his family has received in recent days and the atmosphere around the story.
28 million 5 to 12-year-olds got the green light to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the U.S. USA, the CDC and the FDA gave their blessing. And Pfizer announced what US officials called incredible results regarding the efficacy of a pill to treat the virus. It will now be studied further by international medicines regulators. The world of entertainment mourned the loss of Lionel Blair. He died at the age of 92 after 60 years in show business. He tap danced with Sammy Davis Jr. He was a singer, a beloved actor, and a hugely popular presence on a variety of British quiz programmes. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City Online Radio.
Hey girl, I met ya. There's someone out to get you. You'll find him anywhere. On a bus, in a bar, in a grocery store. He'll say, excuse me, haven't I seen you somewhere before? Rap-a-rap-a-rap, they call him the rapper. Something will happen.